The name of my story this morning, I actually changed a couple times, and its most current name is A Series of a Few Unfortunate Incidents That Made the Biggest Difference Some Time Ago. Yeah. I want to tell you a story about Aunt Gertrude. Some time ago, Aunt Gertrude knew that giraffes are the most intelligent and most loved by God of all God's creations. In fact, I think she secretly believed that Jesus was a giraffe. Now, I know you know that's not true. God loves every part of his creation. But Aunt Gertrude did not yet know this. And so she became very concerned when her niece Elizabeth and Barabbas became best friends. She said to Elizabeth, "Oh, my dear child, tisk, tisk, this just won't do." And Aunt Gertrude tried pretty hard to keep Elizabeth and Barabbas from being friends. It was a sad time when Aunt Gertrude first came to live with the Mwakasungas. There are a lot of things that happened before she learned the truth that God loves all of us regardless of our differences. First incident, some years ago, when she heard the lesson that we're going to hear coming up from Matthew that Sister Marianne is going to read, and it's the lesson about when the kings came, and she was puzzled. So she went to Pastor Ed to ask him about it. And by the way, pastors love when you go to ask them a question about their sermon or about the lessons for the day. So she asked, "Why did those three wise men come from some other place to see Jesus? And they were giraffes too, weren't they, right?" And Pastor Ed told her the truth about the three wise men. They were not giraffes. In fact, one was a bear. And one was a potato. And one was a carrot. Now, you might find this hard to believe. Aunt Gertrude certainly found it hard to believe. She had a very long conversation with Pastor Ed before any of this started making any sense to her. And then the second incident that happened, Aunt Gertrude had a very bad fall and broke her neck. You might realize how very, very dangerous that is for a giraffe. Nurse Fran and the doctors searched everywhere for matching tissue that they could put in the injury at her neck. And they found an exact perfect match in, of all places, this little scar on Barabbas' face. You might remember this. You probably don't remember this story, but maybe some of the grown-ups remember this story from many years ago. It's a true story. And so Nurse Fran and the doctors took some little wisps of that matching tissue from Barabbas and instilled it into Aunt Gertrude's neck. And her neck is perfectly healed now. You can see a little scar there. In fact, that's why she always wears this gold scarf, is to hide the scar on her neck. You ever see that gold scarf? It'll remind you that she has a little scar there. So these things helped Aunt Gertrude understand that maybe there's more to the world than giraffes. Just in case you're ever feeling a little Aunt Gertrude-ish, and all of us do sometimes, just remember that it was a bear and a potato and a carrot that came to worship Jesus when he was just a child, to remind you that God loves all of us, regardless of how different we look or talk. Thank you. The end.